We're pleased this morning to join us by phone, Mr. Coach Kevin Waldron with the Star Valley Lady Braves wrestling team. Coach Waldron, how are you doing today?
Hey, doing well this morning, Dal. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and giving us a few minutes of your time. And it's kind of a stop and start kind of season when it comes to the winter sports season. You have kind of the buildup. You have the big push at the beginning. Then you have the holiday break. And now you're back at it this weekend on the schedule. It looks like you're at Mountain Crest starting tomorrow morning. Kind of give us a recap of how the season's gone so far with your girls.
Okay. Well, we started off 3 days, a couple weekends ago, 3 days in a row wrestling with the Lady Braves Brawl, and then we traveled from there over to Idaho, over to Aramo for a two-day tournament. So we really jumped into the fire in 3 days in a row wrestling, and we had wrestled ourselves into shape right before Christmas break, and then during Christmas break, it was kind of a struggle to stay in shape. But we wrestled well at the Lady Braves Brawl. It was fun to go up against Thunder Ridge, one of Idaho's really tough teams. And then at Marsh Valley, now Idaho has 12 weights. We have 14 weights over at Marsh Valley.
Coach Waldron, are you still there? All right. Sometimes
just telling you about Dal, about how my particular service just sometimes doesn't transmit in this school very well.
Well, it is live radio, and so whenever things can go that way, they will. It's kind of been my experience. All right, Coach Waldron, so you had a chance to Lady Braves Brawl, and then you were in Aramo, and that seems like a really big tournament, especially early season for girls wrestling.
Okay, I kind of cut out on you. Will you repeat that for me?
So you had the tournament in Aramo, which is a pretty big tournament for girls wrestling. This is not their first year, and so this seems like a really good opportunity for your girls.
Yeah, that one over in Aramo, that was a great tournament for us. A lot of different teams, and about a third of our team are brand new and don't have experience wrestling, and so that was just a varsity tournament. They didn't divide that up into varsity and JV and extras, and so for some of our younger girls, you know, that was really jumping into the fire. For our experienced girls, it was just a really great experience to get several matches. And Idaho has 12 weights. Wyoming has 14. And out of those 12 weights, we were first or second in 7 of those 12 weights. So we felt really, really good about our showing over there.
You know, Coach Waldron, one of the things that I talk about this with Coach Clark, and I'm sure you're right in line with it as well, but not only is it a challenge, you know, with the stop and start nature of the winter sports season anyway, but then your sport obviously has, obviously, the added obstacle of, oh, by the way, you can only weigh this much when you go and compete on this particular day. I always kind of make the joke, nobody weighs in the basketball players the day before the day of the game. And so it's an extra challenge, especially when people, you know, you go off and you do your own thing. Kind of talk to us about how you've tried to, you know, at least have some contact with the ladies as the holiday season with practice and things like that as you get ready to kind of get back on the mat at Mountain Crest tomorrow.
Yeah, so during the days over the holidays that we weren't practicing, we were encouraging the young ladies to, hey, get on the carpet, get on the mats that you have put down in your basements if you have them, grab your dad, grab your brother, your sister, and get some mat time in. A possibility or mats weren't available, you know, we asked them, hey, bundle up, put something over your nose and your mouth and hit the road and get two, three good swift miles in to try to help stay in shape. And to, you know, so right before the break, And I mentioned this, but I think that's where I got cut off. You know, we had really wrestled ourselves into good, pretty good shape with those 3 days of wrestling right in a row. And weight management and everything was going really well for us. And then all of a sudden we have Christmas break and we're off the mat for quite a while. But in the time that we've had, back on the mat during the holidays, feel like we're getting the girls back into shape. And for most of them right now, weight, it really isn't too big of an issue. They're doing really, really well self-managing that.
Well, Coach Waldron, you've got this Mountain Crest tournament coming up starting tomorrow. I'm assuming you start in the morning, kind of it's an all-day kind of thing. Talk to us about, because Utah, that's a wrestling state. There's a lot of great wrestling taking place down there. Of course, you have personal experience having coached down there for many years as well. But talk to us about this Mountain Crest tournament and what you expect to see.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the Mountain Crest tournament. I think it's going to be one of the tougher competitions that we're attending this year. Mountain Crest and Box Elder, and these are powerhouses in Utah in the sport of wrestling. They have been for a long, long time. Of course, we know that the guys' teams have been going to the Box Elder tournament, and they've been running into those two teams for years and years and years. Bear River is another really solid wrestling team coming out of Utah. And I was just looking over their rosters. You know, Bear River has, I think, about 42 girls on their team, and Box Elder and Mountain Crest even has more than that. And so it's a sport that they are really growing quickly in in Utah, and it's going to grow a little faster in Utah just because there's so many more people that live in that state. But there's 30 teams that are going to be at this tournament, and so we know that we're going to see some of the best that Utah has to offer. And the last couple of years, our ladies team has done really well down there. It's a good opportunity to go and see if you can find somebody that can make you a better wrestler. And we know that's going to happen. I'm excited for the competition. And if we're going to lose some matches, if some of our ladies are going to lose some matches, we want to do it. We want to do them in these tournaments before we get to region and state. And then we can learn from those and find out, hey, what are some other things we need to defend better? What are some techniques that we need to do better on our feet? I think we're going to do really well, but we're going to have to wrestle our best to be competitive down there. And I know that we're going to do that.
Well, Coach Waldron, you have that break, and then it really is a hard sprint, to mix my sports metaphors, from now to the state tournament. You got basically 6 weeks as you push hard towards that. You got Mountain Crest tomorrow. What are some of the other events that you got coming up?
Coming up in January, we're going to have the Madison Invitational up in Rexburg. That's a two-dayer. And then the Tiger Grizz following that up in Idaho Falls. So it is a sprint now. And we're in the point of the season where it just becomes a grind. The ladies are sore. They're battling aches and pains and injuries. And one of our goals is, Coach Anderson, by the way, I just want to mention, hey, the assistants, Coach Anderson and Coach Kennington and Coach Lawson, man, what a coaching staff. And these coaches are helping to fill in the gaps with technique and their strengths. And anyway, Coach Anderson was talking to the ladies yesterday in practice and just pointing out, hey, the goal is to peak come region. So we want to be peaking come mid-February. Everything that we do from now until then is to get us better and to make sure that we're ready come region tournament. You know, we want to peak at the right time and be still be strong, not be worn out. be able to handle the bumps and bruises that come with the sport. And Dal, you know that, man, every week we're going to be getting more and more of those bumps and bruises, and just being able to deal with those and take care of our bodies and be ready come end of the season.
Coach Kevin Waldron with the Star Valley Lady Braves wrestling team. Coach Waldron, appreciate your time today. Anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
Well, I feel like the experienced wrestlers, they're doing a fine job with leadership. We were doing a team run the other day, and one of our ladies went down, and I looked back, and was one of our seniors was helping the lady up, saying, "Hey, come on, you can finish this." I really like how our experienced wrestlers have just taken some of our, some of our new wrestlers. They're not all young, but they're new. And like I said, about a third of our team, this is their first wrestling experience that they've ever had is this year. And just really like the way that the team seems to be coming together, this mixture of youth and experience and the excitement that the experienced ladies have for those that are new. I mean, we all started in whatever sports we've done, we've all started somewhere, and we know how it is in those first couple of years. So that's been a fun thing to kind of watch that dynamic with our team.
And a chance to get better tomorrow at Mountain Crest. And, of course, people can watch that. Look for the Watch Link at svinews.com. Coach Kevin Waldron with the Lady Braves wrestlers. Thanks, Coach. Have a great day, okay?